Hi, I'm Lunchy.
And I'm a distance learn.
And today's AMA, we're going to be answering two questions. That we're bundling together. Value! The first question comes from Hannah Navira.
She basically asked us, in a somewhat all caps peppered question, how do we record for 5 minutes without making a mistake? And this is directed at Lunchy because the simple answer for me is I don't.
I'm going to let a distant son answer it because...
What?
Well, I'm letting you answer it for me because you have seen the thing. And as you know, I am not good at describing stuff. So I'm going to let a distant son tell you...
What I see.
Yeah, tell you if I totally told a lie or did I actually manage to do 5 minutes without flub. What do you think?
Well, I did notice that because you read probably a little bit slower than I do, just in terms of the actual take, you don't tend to make as many mistakes on the initial read-through, but also because of the way that you edit basically as you go, which your version of GarageBand allows you to do quite easily, which my Audacity would probably have a heart attack. Yeah, it means that even if you do flub, it's a simple matter of a couple of key presses, move the recording band,
back a bit,
band or whatever you call it, up to cover the mistake, and then you just keep going.
Yeah.
So any flubs are corrected within a matter of seconds.
Yep.
So whilst I wouldn't say 5 minutes flub-free, it's a very efficient way of recording.
Hannah Naviri also said, like, I have to stop and fix something at least every two sentences.
Yeah.
I would say that I would fix something probably every sentence or every two sentences as well.
Mm.
But the difference with me is that I have built up enough confidence in my own reading and that I will instinctively know when I've done something okay and when I've done something wrong. And when I've done something wrong, then I will go back and I'll fix it. But as a distant son knows, there's not going to be a lot of fuck, shit, goddamn.
No.
That happens if I flub a line. Because I will immediately know that I flubbed it. Just go back and fix it. Mm. It's very easy and simplistic to do on the garage band that I have.
Yes.
Which is the older one. It's kind of your
drag and drop type.
Definitely.
One, overlaying.
Definitely. For the Audacity bits. One, it looks like you guys delete it and the space compresses together automatically. Mm. It clicks together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is with GarageBand, you've got all your different sets of recordings in the one track, whereas Audacity, for every time you stop and press record, it starts a new track.
Yeah.
So that's probably where the efficiency that I personally observed comes into it the most in the difference between GarageBand and Audacity.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, Hannah uses GarageBand.
Yeah. So. Okay, so Hannah, and for anybody who uses GarageBand, if you're using the newest version, I'm really sorry. I have no idea how that compares. For the older one, yeah. But if you do it kind of slowly, you are less likely to make a mistake. I do most of mine cold reading. I actually don't prepare I don't kind of reread it before I record it or anything like that. I'll just straight up read it.
Whereas I find if I do that, I actually make more mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I start a sentence and I've got no idea where it's going. So I'm more likely to put the emphases in the wrong places and then realize, oh shit, I fucked it up. Have to go back and restart the sentence. So it works both ways.
There is actually, I mean, I think maybe you noticed me doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would have started to read something and then I had to stop because, oh, it ended like that and had to go back and redo it. But I would say like 80% of the time the sentence ends where I expect it to end.
Mm.
So I don't really care about that. And it's only those specialist sentences where I actually have to stop and look at what I'm doing and keep going.
Yeah.
So in that sense, the flow comes from that as well. You also get into this groove. I get into this groove where it actually is possible for me to go for very, very long without having to stop.
Mm.
And go and do takes and stuff like that. I've yet to, like, you know, reach God mode and go with no mistakes whatsoever. But, yeah, as a distant son says, because of my way of editing is very efficient, it does feel like it does feel like it's pretty straightforward and a pretty quick process.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One thing I can suggest for anyone who, like me, tends to make lots of mistakes in just about every sentence you read, do yourselves a favor, do a draft record. That way you can experiment with all these different deliveries, muck about with it, and then sit down, listen to it, pick out what you like, and then you're also more familiar with the story as you, when you go back to do the final pass.
Yep.
So not great for people who don't have a lot of time on their hands, but ultimately it does actually save you a lot of time in editing because you're not editing out those stupid mistakes.
I mean, your way is basically measure twice, cut once.
Yeah.
Which is like, if you do so much rehearsal, it means that you're very, very familiar with the text, and therefore when it goes to actually recording it, you can do it very, very efficiently.
Yeah.
Because you're very familiar with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So measure twice, cut once. It's a good
It is a good system. And I have found it, especially with fics that have proven rather difficult to record, for whether they're using, you know, unusual sentence structures or if it's just, you know, your transitions are a bit weird, whatever. If you can get all the kinks out essentially in your rehearsal or your draft read, then you come back to it, you know what to expect and you can anticipate.
Yep. Yep. Anticipate. That is a good one. I think that is the end of our answer
to Hannah.
To Hannah Nubira.
Whom I'm not actually even sure meant it to be a question, but we took it as one.
Surprise! The second question we're going to tackle in this AMA comes from
Soistalune, we think.
They ask us what our current recording setup or context looks like. Do we podfic in our PJs, only in the weekends, when it rains, in a blanket fort, with a text highlighted in a document, and then Canadian bear hugs?
Aw, thank you.
We will pass on the Canadian bear hugs to anybody who is listening. Canadian bear hugs!
We love you!
Let me describe what is currently happening in this recording
room right now.
There are two dogs.
Yes, there are two dogs whom we are both attempting to distract so that they don't start fighting and mess up our recording.
There is a Blue Yeti microphone on the table.
On the coffee table with a very, very long USB extension cord hooked up to my laptop.
I am talking through a sock.
I'm talking through my double pop filter, which has been disconnected from its usual place on my microphone stand.
Yep. And that's how professional we're doing it.
So. Yep. Yep. We're also sitting on the floor.
Okay. Well, that's like for us right now in this collaborative setting. When I'm at home, I am talking into a box that is lined with like mattress foam.
It's a box lined
with mattress foam. The theory behind that is that the sound should get eaten up a bit more. And I also still talk through a sock that is fashioned around a wire hanger, but it has domonkun on it, so it makes me feel happy when I
feel more into it.
I also am on a computer chair that squeaks. So actually most of the editing, when it comes down to it, is me taking out the squeaks from the chair or having to retake because the chair squeaked while I was talking.
Oh, no.
Not a huge hardship. And also after the first four or five times, I catch on and stop trying to, like, move my chair around anymore.
Do you do it in your PJs? Is there a certain time that you're limited to or that you prefer?
I mean, I can do it like any time, but usually I prefer doing it at night because that way I'm not, I don't have to deal with lawnmowers and things like that. But that's just kind of in my mind because the Blue Yeti is really quite powerful, so it probably wouldn't cut. It doesn't catch anything that unless there's vibrations to go along with it. So I'd get like if an aeroplane's going overhead, I get the vibration from the aeroplane, and there was like a motorcycle doing something along there. So that was in there too. So my answer to that is because my Yeti is pretty damn good, and my and I live in a double brick apartment.
Yeah,
the sound. Is actually like the sound quality is actually quite good from what I can get it. So no need to put a blanket over my head or any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, definitely, I've got like my bra off and I've got like I'm in PJs. Like I am a slob when I'm doing podfic. Like I'm not dressed up for it. I don't drink or anything. But like yeah, it's pretty cozy for. And maybe I'll have a blanket around myself just because. What about you?
Mine is more about finding time because I am not the only person living in this house. My podficking hours are dictated by the time that I am actually alone here or that it's late enough and I can generally guarantee that everyone else is asleep enough that I can podfic in peace. Depending on how lazy I am, I'll either take my laptop and my microphone set up downstairs to the lowest room, basically because that's the only room in the house that really doesn't get too much
Outside noise.
Outside noise from the road because, the, you know, this car is about 5 meters away. But if I'm feeling really lazy or there's people downstairs, I will do the blanket over my head just to block out the sound. I usually podfic in PJs just because it's usually very late. And, yeah, I can't really podfic during the days here because there's always cars going back and forth. And when you're having to pause every 10 or 20 seconds to let a car go past, it really breaks the flow of your read. But yeah, other than that, usually I have dogs curled up at my feet. I always have a glass of water on hand.
All right.
Because I get very, very parched when I read.
Oh, good trick is just sip the water. Just don't drink it.
Just sip it. Yep.
I do not like to move my equipment. Like, it has to be very consistent. For me, I know I brought my microphone here, but it has a specific spot and I sit a specific, like, thing away from it so that I just get that sound consistency. If it so happens, which quite often it does, that I leave a project for, like, 2 weeks at a time because I am that lazy. So having that good consistency is pretty key for me because, otherwise I'd have to go back and redo the whole thing and I just can't be bothered.
Similar when I lived on my own. The microphone
had in its one spot.
Very own specific spot. It did not move. And, yeah, I would usually podfic either on a Saturday or a Sunday just because that was when I had, a clear schedule. And it didn't matter if I spent 5 or 6 hours podficking. That was when I would do it. If, were I in my own space, that would probably be what I would do.
I live with my, with another person. So I also do not live alone. But generally we're pretty good roommates and they don't really bother me. So it is easy for me to kind of just like close the door to my room and do what I want. There will be the TV might be going outside because the Yeti is such a good microphone. I will be able to turn off, to take my headphones out and hear the TV through the door, but the microphone would not have picked it up. So in that sense, if the person, if there's anybody who comes in through my door, that will be picked up because the door will have opened. But if there's if there's noise going outside of my room, actually, like, it's fine. So it'll just be, I don't have to bother anybody. I don't have to tell them to keep quiet or anything like that. I can just do my own thing while they're doing their own thing. It's quite good in that way. I think, is there anything else we would like to add?
Have you any podficker superstitions a la Sid's hockey superstitions?
Do I have podficker superstitions? Oh, jeez. Podficker superstitions. I can't really podfic with people in the room. As in, I will feel watched.
Awkward.
I will feel like I have to put something on. I have to deliver. I have to make sure that it sounds okay. So actually, in those instances, I am not podficking the way that I usually would and delivering things the way that I usually would. I don't know if you picked that up, Sunny, at all.
A little bit. I mean, I was in the room when Lunch was doing coffee and chemistry, and even I felt it a little bit. I'm like, oh, hang on, she's podficking. I shouldn't be here.
Do you know what happened, though? When you went, the next day you were gone, I redid those sections that I did when I thought that you were, behind me. But then I'm just like, I have to just get over it because it's not like I'm worried about, what you're going to think. I should have just, but, it was just, that initial kind of thing where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on. So I have to try the thing. And at that point, I was like, oh, maybe I should have rehearsed a little bit.
I did say I was interested in seeing how you do it. I mean, there was that pressure as well.
Whereas I was like, oh, I'll just do it the next day. And then someone was like, oh, I really wanted to see you do it.
Because, we have talked about the significant differences in how we podfic. So I was curious.
And now you, and then I asked you the next day, and then you were like, yes, a pool of knowledge suddenly opened up or something. And I was like, oh, really?
a greater understanding of how GarageBand allows you to podfic the way you do.
That's good.
Whereas I could never do it in Audacity because it's not set up to do it the way you do.
That's really unfortunate. I really do think, because I did try to do Audacity for, for backup purposes because not every, if I needed to do it on a Windows
machine,
then maybe I should have had Audacity instead, so I could go both platforms. But then I decided that GarageBand was such an easier thing for me to use, and I'd already gotten a lot used to it. So yeah, it was just the better fit for me.
Yeah,
and it's proved to be very, very good for how I do Podfic.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yes, any superstitions other than not being watched?
Do not be watched. No, that's it, really.
That's it.
Do not be watched. What about you?
They're not superstitions in the sense that if I do them, I can't podfic. Yep. But I always prefer to podfic before I've ever had anything to eat during the day, okay. Which is kind of clashes with the, oh, crap, it's morning, there's cars going outside.
Yeah.
But if the opportunity arises, I really prefer to podfic before I've had anything to eat.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's a throwback from the days of like high school choir where they'd say, look, don't eat anything for an hour beforehand before a performance because it wrecks your voice.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know whether it's just a hang up from that or whatever. But I do find it much easier to talk and I get a clearer sound.
Oh, okay.
If I've not eaten anything.
I do like to try and keep going for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Like I'll try to get as much as done as I can. So that's resulted in like sometimes when I'll do podfic and I wouldn't have stopped until that I've made so many mistakes that I really have to put it down. So there have been times where I've podfic until like 5 or 6 in the morning when I started at like 10 at night or something like that, just trying to like keep up that momentum and that kind of thing. But it doesn't, like, the quality doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Like, but if you do it so many hours in a row, really it suffers, like your coherency really suffers a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will just get that tenaciousness and that stubbornness going like, oh, but I can get another section done. I can get another section done. In my head, I'm just thinking like, it's less for me to do. It's less for me to do.
Yeah.
It's like I'm getting closer and closer towards the end. Yep. But there have been times where now I've stopped myself. I'm like, I am getting to the point where I'm having to redo the same line like 5 or 6 times. It's time to go to bed because I'm not in the mindset to, or the body's not in the right condition to keep going.
I rarely do any more than 2 hours at a stretch, if that, just because my voice can't handle anything more than that.
Yeah.
Like, not the reason I used to be able to do 5 or 6 hours on a weekend was that I only ever podficked one day out of the week.
Yeah.
And so you could do it for 5 or 6 hours and then your voice had the whole week to recover.
Yeah, no. I think I've probably done a thing where I've tried to podfic every day and until the end of it for like probably for about 2 or 3 hours each. Or like it's just like that if you can find the time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really have much to do with habits and that kind of thing. So
yeah, other than that, no, I can't really think of anything.
No yellow Crocs for you?
No yellow Crocs for me. No peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. No.
No walking around console the other way so you do not go past the visitors' room?
No. The only hang-up I have is when there are other people in the house.
You don't have to unwrap your microphone cord a specific way?
Nope.
And not let anybody touch it?
Although I do... Again, not a superstition, but I just tend to do it anyway. I do fold up my microphone cord the exact same way every single time.